They were talking about where it came to the Kohen. The Kohen received the bread of the Bechor, and he sold it to Yisrael. So the Ma'is said, belongs to the Yisrael now. But still, you put them in a matonis on this Bechor, since the one Shadak Dusha's Bechor on it. In such a case now, this Bechor gets mixed up with other animals, so you put them and give them the matonis, and therefore we say, Ha'mayis Mechaber, all of a Rai, you put them. Now the Mishnah says, Ha'sheichid l'koin l'regechovim, put them in a matonis, a chef for a coin or for a goy, so you put them. So Mar says, the listener was, and the Mishnah said better, Koin l'regechovim, two minamatashir said straight, or koin l'regechovim, they put them in a matonis. Some of the Rav says, Zay Semes, here we hear, that Adin HaTabach. The law agrees that the Kohen has a right to go to the Tabach. You know who gives him the Matnes Kuna? The Tabach, not the owner. Therefore, it says a lotion that you're shefting for the Kohen, you're potter. Then the Sheikhit is potter. Rashi says, Machdifin the Tony HaSheikhit, his Ostas Kamlashmin teaches the Baalmo, Heichid the Shochet, Behemoth Yisrael, whenever you shef, Behemisola Din in Matabach. Means Dino Shekhen, Atoya Matnesim in a Tabach. The Kohen has the right to go to the Tabach to the butcher. Vrocha, since the Behemoth belongs to a Kohen, therefore the Tabach is potter. But the reason why the Mishnah says Loshen of HaSheichid look Kohen, Yishefni for the Kohen, is that it is all over that the Din in Matabach, the Kohen has the right to collect from the Tabach, and not just from the, not from the Bailam.
Now the Mishnah says Dorish, Rabba made a drosha. The Pesach says, Miei Sa'am, not from the Kohanim. You take from the Yom, not from the Kohanim. So Rashi says, the Havminu is that Kohanim are not called Inam. Kishroim, when the Pesach says, Miei Zayv Chei HaSevech, have a Yom, Afilu Tabach Kohen B'mashmo. Even though the Tabach is a Kohen, still you take Matanus from him. Rashi says, Kishroim, Miei Zayv Chei HaSevech Kohena, Mishu, Afilu Kohen. Lovi Kohen Shinasa Tabach Limchor. If a Kohen is a Tabach, he's like a butcher, he sells the meat, so you also have to give Matnes Kuna. Aber Abraham Meshu Shech Letzokoi Potter. If the Kohen shechs it for himself, he's Potter.
But if it's just a Shechit and he shechs for the people, then Abad is still a Chiyav Matnes Kuna.
Rabbi Moshe Zosh Bezichnei Berav Tavlo Kohen Havoi. The innkeeper of Tavlo was a Kohen. Rabbi Dochuk Lenosi was very poor. So Osla came with Rabbi Tavlo, so the innkeeper came in front of Tavlo. Omele told him like this, Zili Shtata Bahadi Tavcha Yisrael. So Tavlo told him, Zili Shtata Bahadi Tavcha Yisrael. They'll come a shooter, come a partner with the Shechtim, with the Tavcha Yisrael. You, the Kohen, become a shooter for them. What do you gain by this? The Migu, the Mystery Matanto, since you're a Kohen, you'll be potter from giving Matnes Kuna, is Mishtatu Badoch, they'll like to pay you for that. So you gain on the deal. And Rashi says, like it says in the Mishnah, Mishtatu Fimoin, whoever becomes a shutuf with a Kohen, becomes potter from Matnes Kuna. So the Yisraelim, they'll pay you money for this. So Mishnah says what happened was, Chayvi Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said nothing to him. Rav Nachman said that this Yisrael, that Mishtatuf with the Kohen still has to give the Matnes Kuna. So the Yisrael told back to Rav Nachman, the Rav Tavla Petrin, Rav Tavla said, the Petrin from paying Matnes Kuna. So Amulei, Rav Nachman said like this, Zil Apik, go like and take out from you, go give the Matnes Kuna. If you're not going to pay the Matnes Kuna, Mavkinu Lecho Rav Tavla Miunach, I'll take Rav Tavla out of your ears. Meaning to say, I'll slug up, I'll show you everything he says is wrong. So what happened was, all the Rav Tavla came in Rav Nachman. So Rav Tavla himself came in front of Rav Nachman. Omle, he said to him, my time was with Marochi. How come you acted like this? And the Chur has to do with the Mishnah, if you start up with the coin, you can pass for Matana. Omle, he said like this, Rav Nachman said, because the Chiyosi Rav Acha Bachanina, Rav Acha Bachanina came. Midrema from Dorim, Omri said like this, that Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi bezikne Dorim, the older people from Dorim, Omer they said like this, that Koyin Tabach, if a Koyin becomes a butcher, Shtayim b'shalosh Shabbos is potem in a matonis. The first 2 or 3 weeks he does it, he's potem in a matonis. But Mikan v'elach afterwards, once he has a butcher store, then Chay b'matonis, then he's Chay and give him matonis, because the pshat is, we see clearly, he's not shechting for himself,
he's doing it for business. That's the lacha before. If the kohen shechts for business, he's just shechting for other people, then it's the lachi of matnas kunda. So also, you be mishtartif with the other tabochim, you become like them, and therefore you still have a chiyuv to give matnas kunda. So Amulei Sref Tavlin still said to him, but v'leved le'mar miyos k'ravacha b'chanino, that I call upon in the first two or three weeks, let him be toto. So why are you making him pay right away? Give them matanas right away. So Amulei said back to him, Hani mili, when do we say that you put the first two or three weeks to lo kove mischosa, that we do not have your store, we do not know that you're a butcher yet. Avol hocha kove mischosa, but over here that they have those butcher stores already, and you're becoming a shutuf with them, so everybody knows you are doing it for business, and in such a case, the kohen does not pata from matnis kahuna. Nothing more says, Omer Rav Chizda, Chizda says, Hai kana d'le mafra shimatanto lehevi bishamtoi. So what he means to say, the Gemara before, if the kohen was a butcher and he doesn't take off matanis, hishmo shvi bishamtoi bibinidui, the delakei Yisrael. Omer Rabba bar shelo hani tab chidutso, these tabochim the kahanim in hutso, kaime bishamto d'rav chizdo ha'esu matatin shonim. They're already 22 years old already, the shamto is nidui of Rav Chizda, that they didn't give them matanis. So this is the Mai Hilchos, so what does it tell us that they had it for 22 years already? And then if you want to tell me, Dusulam Mishamti Nulu, that after 22 years, then the shamto, this curse goes off. I have a tiny word like this. The Nedva Mamur, when was it said? The Mitzvah Leisa say. By Mitzvah Leisa say, Rashi says means the Sulay Shamtin and Lu, we don't put a Shamtin more than 22 years. That was only said by Mitzvah Sesei. Abba Mitzvah Sesei. Could go in Oimrim Loya say Sukkah. We told somebody to go make a Sukkah. Vienna Oyster doesn't make the Sukkah. Whereas Lula Vienna told him to make a do Mitzvah Lula, doesn't do it. Also, Titus Vienna Oyster, do make Titus, he doesn't make Titus. We talk here until he dies, and say we never leave up. We always have to tell him to stop, so the shampi should never go off. So the chura, what's the chiddush over here? So the Torah says, El de kastin and lu, beloi asraisa. The Rashi says, we need to say, if he's kept the shampi for 22 years already, then we'll make a knas without even warning him. But before this, we have to warn him. Kiho de Rava, Konis Atma. Rava made a knas, Atma Rosh just called a Yerach. He made a knas, and now this Tabach has to give the whole Yerach to the Matana. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Konis Glima, he made a knas to give you clothing also. Not just the Matana, but again, you have to give the Glima your clothing also. For Yom Rav Chidachid, there's another locha. Zeroya liyechod, vekevu liyechod, lechayayim lishnayim. When you go to give your Matnas Kuno, the Zeroya should go to one coin, the Keva should go to another coin, and Lechiyayim, that you give to two Kohanim. The more any is not that way, Vokiyosti Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef, here's where Yosef came. Omi said this, the Omer Marov, he said that Yisrael, Paginin Lehu, Garma Garma, so that sword used to divide up into pieces. Rashi says, Kol Etzem V'Yetzem Mayim Mechalak V'Shnayim, every piece we divide up into, and here's Mashmino, only two, only one and one, and then two. So where it says, Hostam the Tura, they're talking about a big show, a show HaGadol, that all pieces are very big, so they divide up into small pieces. But like this, it's supposed to give the cave to one, there's a way to one, just like the Yang, the bottom here. Because he has to give the coin, the Dovah Choshev. Omer Rabba Ba'achon Omer Rabbi Yechanon Oso Lechem Mebehem Mishloi Hur Mematnos Sehom. Before you take off the matonis, it's also teach from the behemoth, it's like tevel, like before you take off the matanis, you can eat from it. Oma Rabba Babachon Rabbi Yechanon, Koloichem Behemish Lahum Matnaseo, Kilu Echot Felim. If you eat from the behemoth, before they took off the Zerub and Chaim, the cave of the Gibbet of Kain, it's mamish like eating tevel, it's also. The Gemara says, Ishino, Belethilchos HaGadol, we don't pass them like them. We pass, no, it's mutatir, it's a mitzvah to give it, but even before you give it, you'll have to eat from the animal, it does not make tevel, by matnas kuna, by a behemah. Omer Rav Chizuchizis says, matnas kuna in the cholois elotzli, Ishno, when you give the matana to the kohen, he should eat it, tzli roasted. You also only eat it with mustard. My time, what's the reason? On the Quran, the Pasuk says, L'moshcha means l'gdula. K'derech sham lochumach, we have to eat it respectfully the way kings eat it. The Yom Rav Chizda says, Esrim v'yabo matnes kuna. There are 24 different matnes kuna. Now, kol koyin shein boki b'hen, a koyin that does not know the halachas about them, ein oisn le matoni, she's not given the matona. The koyin doesn't know the halachas, as heich din matona, heich necholin, does not eat it b'gdolom, does not eat it like, you're not supposed to give him the matona. But the Gemara says, love news, it's not true, still we can give it to such a koyin. Because the Tani would learn like this, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, kol koyin shein moida b'yavoida, ein lechelet p'kuna. Any coin that's not moida in avoida, he has no chelet p'kuna. Shneva the Pesach says, ha-makrib is dam ha-shlomin, v'yaz ha-chelet b'bnei Aaron, lo'y si yeshoy kemin l'mona. Sayin li'yel ze'e bovad, minayin l'rambois, chomish esrei avoidois. Say with Ashton Mikitsa, somebody's not moida to the avoida. Means he argues, he doesn't agree with Chlal, he argues in the whole halacha of these avoidas. But that's going to be the question, Mashm, as long as he's moida to the avoida, even though he's not a baki in the halacha, still you can give it to him. So again, so Dashning, this lesser Joshua was a Tanya of Shimon Oimer, that Kol Koyin, Shein, the moida of avoida, he doesn't admit, he doesn't agree that there's such an avoida, is Eim Lachelabun, he can't get a chelik in the kuna. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Hamakr v'tam hashlomin v'yes hachilu mebnei Aaron loisi yeshoyk yamin lemona." Say liyelu zevuvad. Meaning, how do we know the rabbis chomish esrei avoidus kagoyin hayetzikus when you have to pour the shemen on the mincha v'yablilos mixing up the mincha v'yabsisus chopping up into pieces v'yablichus the salt and ufus lift up v'yagoshus to bring the mincha towards the mizbeach u'kemitzos the kemitz you make from the mincha. Haktoros, burning the Ktoros. The Amalikos, or the Amtsios, the Amalikos you do, or else the Mitzri, also type of a Zriko, by the Dam. The Amalikos, the Kabolos, the Mekabo the Dam, Hazoi, sprinkling the Dam, the Hashokasota, the Arefa Seglaruf.